Don't you have manners?
All right, let's get into it, man.
Yo.
Hey, today.
Okay.
Hey, nah, you know, hey, you know, today is a funny one. I can't lie, you know.
Well, it is.
This is a sick concept, what we're doing today, yeah? It's been funny, but hey, Dills.
It's your boy, Liam.
Both behind the camera. Hey, let's get on to Marcus real quick, because he's not here. It's
a joke, man, fam.
Marcus, yeah? He's always chatting shit when boss is away. Now it's your turn. A man, yeah?
A man's in Burkina Faso, yeah, man.
Least, I was about to say that.
A man's eating kebab in Burkina Faso, fam.
I heard he's eating kebab in Qatar, fam. Oh, no, fam. I heard he's out here. What did you hear?
Yeah, man. I heard he's enjoying the cakes there and that.
Fam, this guy is just unnecessary. Where Marcus, shout out to Marcus. He's not here today. But hey, he'll be back when he's back in it, yeah?
Chef Marquise.
Hey, we're back. Hey, do you know what I wanted to kick off? We'll just go straight into it, yeah? Shit. Hey, Twitter Spaces, man. Fucking hell, man. Hey.
Fam. That place
is... But real talk, though, is what this thing's about.
No, no, no. This ain't what it's about. But I just wanted to talk about it. This, just a little.
Just to finish this.
Yeah.
Bro, like, you know, so mad. First of all, yeah.
Yeah.
Why the fuck are you making a space at 10 a.m. and people are tuning in?
Yeah. Hey!
All times of the... It's 24-7, fam.
Bro, the times that they've started these spaces, yeah, it's crazy.
Nah, but... I hope these people, they have their own businesses.
Yeah, that's what... You remember...
I can only pray.
I tried to get onto them the other day, and then Ben was like, oh, they earn 300K or something like that. That's why they're there.
Bro.
Because I was thinking, I was at work.
They what?
He was like, oh, they earn 300K.
Yeah, everyone on Twitter is rich, innit? You get it. Everyone on social media is rich.
But bro, it was 3 p.m. I was at work. I see a madness on Twitter. I'm thinking...
Yeah, a madness happened today again, innit?
Yeah,
I didn't even see it.
The 11 a.m. one. Boy, I'm busy.
I don't know, but I have to ask you, man, like, what's going on?
Bro, the 11 a.m. one, I was busy. But the 3 p.m. one, yeah, I was at work and I was just going... You know when you just happened, got... You have look, that little 10 minutes and you're like, let me go on my phone.
Bro, like, but who's, like... Who's
bro, I
just
see,
chilling, listening to this shit, like...
Bro,
it's house party.
There was more...
Reloaded.
Yeah.
It's house party.
Bro, but it's 3 p.m. Like, now, but real talk, like, there's bare people tuned in at 3 p.m. looking for drama just so they can tweet about it.
Bro, there was more than 5,000 people in the one at 3 p.m. And I was like, yo, hey, you know when I was working, you know? I was like, yo, how you not all in this shit?
I want to be like them, fam.
I want to be like them.
Nah, I want to make peace like them still.
I'm inspired, fam, because from time you could just chill, yeah, and just listen to, let's get into what they're listening to as well, though.
Yeah.
A bunch of rubbish. Of rubbishing on top of rubbish.
Hey, look, listen, yeah.
On top of some garbage.
Do you know what? Nonsense. When I've tuned in into these things, yeah, is it ends up being black women versus black men, bro.
That's
bottom line.
Such a joke argument, man.
And there's a jolting, fam. Like, I fully understand. What do we get onto in this podcast? We get onto Simps and Coons.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a black man only podcast, and we get onto Coons. Again, yeah. To Coons and Simps.
Yeah.
And Simps. Mm-hmm. Nobody can ever have chat about, oh, I heard some girl going, like, I was listening to one yesterday.
Yeah.
It was like at 1 a.m. She's like, oh, black men only care about white women and mixed race girls.
Oh, whatever, man.
What the fuck?
I'm tired of hearing all that bullshit.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, that's pretty much some bullshit, man.
Crap.
Bro, like, you got niggas like me. Yeah. That will hardly even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even look at, like,
yo,
that's...
Switch sides.
You don't switch sides, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you get me, you know what I'm saying? So,
just keep it like that.
People just go on these, I wouldn't even call it a platform, it's a joke, fam.
Yeah.
They just go on these things on Twitter, like, and just start just chatting shit.
Yeah. Bro, the discussion, and you know, yeah, the thing is, yeah, this is why the UK is shit. This is our verified people, you know, that are in these chats, yeah. Them not have the shittest chats. You lot, the ones that are supposedly making when you have a verified on your account. I suppose that you're making money.
No, no, no. There's some jokes.
I know.
Some clowns that are verified.
Yeah, don't say. But for me, I thought when you have that blue check, you're supposed to be making some money to have that, yeah. But you're obviously not.
Nah,
because some of the chat that these men are having in this thing, yeah, is such a jobless chat, yeah. You'll be thinking it's not moving the culture.
It's not.
You know what I was talking about with someone, yeah. I was saying, you know, them Twitter Spaces, yeah. Keep it to story times, yeah, banter, these X Factor sing-alongs, just banter stuff. Don't have serious conversations on Twitter.
Yeah,
you're not going nowhere, fam.
Yeah, you're not going to go.
You're not going nowhere.
And where it is, if I tune in, that's because I'm bored and I want some entertainment. I want someone to get grilled. Because I'm just bored. I just want to laugh. Because yesterday night, I was dying.
Hey, shout out to Young Spray. Hey, shout out to your podcast as well, man.
I missed it, man.
Shout out to Young Spray, man. You know what you're doing, innit? And I rate the fight. Obviously, man, I can't talk about it here, but bro, I rate what you're saying.
And man, my success, and I was just, dying for like 2 hours, bro. Like,
certain man, I sodomized.
You shagged it.
Okay. Hey, this is the Spotify bit. So if you hear it, you heard it, man.
Why is it a Spotify bit?
Nah, this is just
the beginning bit, innit?
Beginning, bro. Yeah. And what does that even mean? I shagged it.
Bro, in the Bible, man, remember?
Oh, yeah, Solomon Gomor.
Yeah, the people of Sodom were moving mad still.
Yeah, fam. It is what it is, isn't it? But now, these Twitter spaces, man, them are just like him. He don't care. He just like imagine girls talking.
But you know what's mad?
You know, it's just making, I can't lie, yeah. I do understand the girls a little bit because it's making man a lot of them. The guys are talking, yeah. Please don't, you don't represent me. I'm sorry. Every man there that's talking, yeah, you don't represent
me. What do you mean?
Because some of the way these are shagging it on the panels, yeah, is unnecessary. I can't lie. It's not. I haven't seen one person, yeah, say something where I'm like.
Intellectual, like,
yeah,
proper.
Where I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's opened my mind and he said something like,
yeah.
We've said real things on this whole Zero Manners podcast that I've seen in any space that's ever been open.
If I was to host like one of these things, yeah, and it's black men versus, because I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because like, I was on this talk of Ashwoman, yeah, they were just, bro. When I was there, I can't believe I was even there. They were just, bro, if you went on there, they were just grilling black men. You know them terrorists.
Any men on the platform?
No, they were there, but they were like,
they were there,
but did you hear what they said?
They were against us.
Them, like the talks, the Ash girl, yeah, she's like, yeah. No men is coming on the stage. Mm. No men is coming, bro. You know them terrorists when they kidnap you and they put the black things on your head and they turn and they line you up. And they just start spraying you. That's what they were doing to us. I was like, hey, like even some of the things they were saying, I was putting my hands on my head. I was like, hey.
Yeah, nah.
Bro.
Nah, they was mad. Hey, do you know the thing is, yeah, I understand this world as well, yeah, with being pro-woman, that's fine. You can be pro-woman, that's no problem. Yeah. But being, what's it called, an aggressive feminist, yeah, that's a difference. That's
bro.
That's just hatred in your heart.
This girl came on.
Yeah, it's just hatred.
Like, if we're not around, what have you
like, done? I'll never hear a man talk here like that. Kill all women,
No.
A man will never
the
say
most,
that.
The most will say, oh, fuck these hoes. Yeah. And we know not every girl is a hoe. Like, you get like some shit like that.
You know, aggressive feminist, yeah, how can they come on the thing here and say stuff like, fuck men, kill all of them, get them all rid of here. The fuck is that?
Yeah, they'll say
that's
stupid shit like
that's
that.
That's just tap.
That's what they say. It's tap.
Bro, when
it's
I was
to
there,
be like that.
When I was there, one girl, she was like, forget these black men. All they care about is white women and mixed race girls.
No.
She's like, oh, most of, like, she like, did you hear what she said? She said, the black women, they're like they got more, apparently, I don't know where she got her stats.
And why is a black man not allowed to have a preface as well?
No, listen.
But I understand the thing. But why, if a black girl wants to choose whoever they choose, it'd be like it's her preference. But if a black man does it, yeah, I'm not defending Cooney, but if they do it, yeah, it's like
he's going to
But no, it's the thing. No, do you know it is? Do you know why? I know why they praise like women that date outside their race, because they just wanna. Cause a lot of them got bare hatred towards us, yeah. When they see stuff like that,
yeah,
it's just a way of them rubbing it in to us. Mm. Like, yeah, look, oh, she got herself a white man. Like, you know, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just all part of this like feminist shit but you're black feminine. You get it?
Yeah,
it doesn't affect me in any way. By the way, I
could. Obviously, bro.
No, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Nah, I understand what you're saying. He said that he doesn't care, like, but bro.
Oh, no, it doesn't affect
my thing is, I don't care because I know all this shit that these girls talk on the line, I know not all, they don't represent black women. I'm not stupid, bro. No. I'm not going to be like, oh, all black women have this.
No, I'm not going to be like, hatred. Oh, all of them are like this. Like, ban all of them. No, I'm not going to be like that. It's only a few.
I'm in reality, bro. I actually speak to black women. I know, these girls can never represent them. You get, obviously, bro, in every ways you have like various people, bro, but some idiot will be listening to it. Mm. You're like, oh, look, black girls always chatting shit inside of y'all, blah, blah, just chatting shit like, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is, man. At the end of the day, bro, you can go online and chat shit about black men all you want, bro. It's not going to change nothing because this is a reality that we live in, bro.
Facts. It's just like, when they're like aggressive feminine, like whoa, like it's wrong what you're doing, you know. Yeah, the things that are coming out of your mouth is wrong as well. And the way they paint us all on one brush, like you said.
Did you hear what that girl was saying? We're all rapists.
We're all women beer. We all disrespect women.
I can't believe this, bro. How does that?
You know, she just said. She said straight up, they're all like that. She's like, they're all like that.
Hey, there's man.
There's girls that don't believe it, but they're there saying, yeah.
Do you know what's mad?
And then they're like, oh, your son's gonna be like that as well.
No, leave them.
They're living mad.
Do you know? Some of them are so stupid. Like literally, back in the day, there's man. Yeah. In school times, remember the land. If you touch their little sister, he's not even in the school. He doesn't even go to the school. This guy will be waiting for you
outside the gate.
So then, how like men don't play about with their sisters and the women in their family?
That's protect, like being protective.
But so
they don't understand you. You know this whole thing of disrespecting them. It's a selective few, you know. They've moved like it's the whole gang, fam. The whole gang of us are moving mad with them.
But only
because they are there. But that's in every fucking race as well, man.
Of course.
Oh, that's the thing that they don't understand. What gets me mad is in every race,
bro.
Is in every race.
Be anyone, man.
Do you know what it is? I've seen, bro. But the thing is, we grow these.
Bro, have you been to festivals yet and see these lads? I'm not gonna say.
Yeah, they're
dashing can of cokes in their heads.
Some of these black youths, they move like they're white youths, bro. Like literally, we always get onto these queens, bro. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not even gonna pay them no mind because I know them man that they love chatting shit about. Black women, they even love chatting shit about their own race, bro.
Yeah.
Nobody really gives a fuck about them, but these girls just need to understand this. In every race, you're going to have various individuals.
Uh-huh. Say it louder, please.
That's going to start moving mad. Yep. In every way, race, bro. So all these topics,
so blase.
And then they're throwing it on us. That's embarrassing.
That's what they make us, because they have. Because the other people, they're not doing these spaces, So it makes. Because our women are doing it. Yeah. It's making our one look bigger. Like we're the bigger problem.
Yeah.
Wait, fam, they're there. Fam, have you seen the way? What's it called,
bro?
These Asian people, they're girls, man.
Bro,
I'm not saying like in Japan. Like, have you seen that? I watched one video on TikTok. One Japan guy. When he was coming back from work. And he came out. He kicked the crap off. He was chilling. And the girl on the door was doing a matting in the house, like he was just chilling for the whole thing.
People always said them man don't play when they.
But do you know it is, do you see this feminist shit here? Is you have to understand is a westernized movement, and now black women are involved in it. But the reason for feminism in the first place was so women can, like, you know, when women didn't get paid more than it's for that type of fight.
That's a good fight to fight.
You know what I'm saying? It was never fighting men and hating men and wishing you don't procreate with men and, you know what I'm saying, just fucking hating men. It was never about that. It was about cool, like, men are not trying to give us our rights and shit like that, so we're gonna fight for it. You get it? That's what the feminism shit. But now it's just become something mad, bro.
No, man, they're just using every little thing to make us look bad, man. And what's it called, we were saying it time ago. We were saying in this podcast time ago, hey, fuck them BLM girls, man. You see, they're holding their heat now,
Hey, from the get-go, I told the land this is a jolt thing.
Bro, I said, from the jump, it's a fast, bro.
I said the BLM thing is a jolt thing, fam. I'm never going to go into too much of it, but it wasn't a movement for black people. That's all I can say. I can tell you that.
They went to Goldbrand Mansion and said, what did they say about the mansions? Sorry, it was supposed to be what's it called? They said the houses were supposed to be, I don't want to misquote this, man.
Bro,
I don't want
to misquote. Do you know what's mad as well? Do you know what's mad? Do you know what's funny? Let me tell you something, Delan, do you know what's funny? Them BLM women, they're women, three women that started it. Them donations went to them. And bear in mind, these women are like lesbians. I've heard they even chat shit. They said
the house is supposed to be works.
They even really don't like black men.
Why do you need what's it called? Three mansions, for workplaces.
No, but
I can't believe this, you know.
On properties.
But listen to this, I've researched on these three women. I'm not gonna say too much. Yeah. But what I will say is
your own research.
They're not really a fan of black men in my research. You know what I'm saying?
So they're basically feminists as well,
And how do they make the money, Dylan?
Of charity, donations.
For what? Like, what event was it?
George Floyd is murder, rest in
off
peace.
The back of a black man.
Exactly. Yeah. My point, exactly. But you don't hear these women saying anything about that. These three women, made money from the death of black men's blood, yeah. Blood in me. And none of you lot are saying anything.
Too busy counting that cash.
Yeah, they're too busy. Fly high, no lie. You know this.
Bro, they basically used the Mandem's blood, yeah?
Yeah.
To make all these meals, all these donations, yeah?
Yeah.
And no one's... These feminists, none of them are...
Bro, if imagine it switched, yeah? I hate playing these roles, yeah? But imagine it was three black guys.
And it made peace of black women's blood. Dying.
They're going to jail.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
Jail.
That same night the money lands, yeah? It's the same night they're gone.
You know what I'm saying? So when certain men do move mad and say certain things, I understand. Yeah. I understand. I do understand sometimes. Because
yeah.
What? Nobody's saying anything. I haven't seen one top feminist with these women that chat shit.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
None of them
go like, oh, this is wrong.
I don't think they even know though. Because you know
what? No.
I didn't know myself.
Look at this guy.
It was there. I don't think you're on it like that, yeah. But it was that day when it launched, it was on all the major blogs, everything was on
they,
it.
They
it was
know.
All over my, so it was my thing. Blend.
Yeah, 100%. Because you know what they do? Those kind of ones, they go,
yeah, like, oh, just. You know when you leave
you
a room.
You want to believe something. You know, so when you hear the actual shit.
Hey, you know when your hands are full. You know when your hands are like you go into a room, yeah, and you got bare things in your hands, and you just shut the door of your leg. Like, yeah. That's how they're moving. I just shut it with a leg, yeah, bro. That's how they're moving. But they've seen it, fam.
That's what you know.
Hey, wait, let's get off that, man. Hey, do you know what I was gonna talk about as well? Yeah, do you know? Obviously, we fight the fight for Kunin, yeah, but yeah, there's some points where it just gets too deep, yeah. You know the Donny that, what's it called, that got stabbed up by his girl recently? Yeah. Bro, is... Wait, what's
is the main thing?
No, relax. Relax. We've got bare time, fam.
You
know? No. Don't worry, fam. This is zero manners, man. We do what we want, fam. So imagine if we... Paint like
the headlock.
You know, imagine, yeah.
Jerry Coles.
This guy's a joke, man. All right, so imagine, yeah. Obviously, Kunin, we don't... It's deep here, whatever, blah, blah, yeah. When someone dies, yeah, he can't be getting onto Donny, yeah, because of Kunin anymore.
Yeah,
Donny's still wet, you know.
A line has to be drawn.
A line has to be drawn. Like, we fight the fight, yeah, but a line has to be drawn. That was too
on
I hope I don't go out like that.
Nah.
Hey, look, on Twitter, there's no line. What are you looking for?
No, but they're moving magic.
That's too much.
That's too much.
What line, bro?
The only offense he done was Kunin, you know. He was a bad person.
No, he was chatting. No.
No, he was chatting.
Someone pulled up bare tweets, yeah. He's just chatting shit about black. He's just grilling them. Because the one that I sent you.
Oh, so he's a systematic.
The one that I sent you.
Is in there.
The one that I sent you, that wasn't even all of it. They have whole screenshots of him just grilling black women.
You know, I think it comes from trauma, and then he must have turned someone from the other side to like come for advice.
Because they're on his ass.
They just got him. They got him, man. And
the guys got. Man, I said they I'm rolling your spliff tonight.
Someone commented on his pic. Man said, I'm smoking your pack tonight. How can you say shit like that?
There's a line. What I say here with that one? There's a line sometimes,
bro,
you know.
My man's dead, you know. Man got balled up.
He got balled up. Donnie's gone, you know. Like, you can't be killing. Like, you're killing him. He's done.
Twitter comment section is just hell.
You see Twitter, yeah. If you're not on Twitter, you see when you make a Twitter, yeah, this is what anyone when I make a Twitter. If you send Twitter your number, you know when you're signing up, in your head, this should be for bants.
That's it. Yeah. Straight.
I'm here for bants.
Nothing serious.
The things that you read on there, if you're taking, bro.
I have never been dragged on Twitter yet, but you have, innit?
Yeah, some girl chat, like, this was time ago.
Yeah.
Like, some girl, I'm not gonna, I still remember her at though, fat girl. Bro, like, yeah, I still remember. Like, she was like, obviously, she's got bare followers, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they just started grilling.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, you can't come for the people, man. You can't come for them, man.
Oh, my days, man. I can tell you, my mom, but I didn't want to. You know the thing, yeah? Hey, I see, the day I get dragged on Twitter, yeah, man, the same, help me.
No, but I've stopped.
Because I've been done like.
No, but I'm not helping you.
I don't care, bro.
No, but I've calmed down.
Wait. The day I get dragged to you, now boss is gonna.
Dickhead, when I can't. Nobody came. Nobody said anything.
What? No, that day I was there.
Man said I was there, bro. I was there. What do you mean you was there?
No, that day when that girl dragged you, yeah, I said something. I remember me, Marcus, we both said something. People said something.
Sir.
But it was just you were just getting. You're getting.
Fight back. Bro, imagine, yeah, this is how it started.
You're just getting beaten up, man.
Bro, this is how it started, yeah. It's
too many man.
I remember when Kevin Hart cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
The Chinese thing, whatever. She's Asian.
Yeah.
Bro, this girl, yeah. Like, I'm never gonna grill her, innit? Man's mature, innit?
Yeah, calm, man.
But
these are years ago.
She was like, oh, how can this short guy cheat, like be cheating on his wife? Like, look how short he was. She was just big, like trying to cuss him because my man's short.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I was like, hold on a minute. I looked at her DP,
yeah.
And I was like, hold on a minute. Why are you talking? Like, in my head, from what she said, and from what that DP is saying, you can't make that statement. So I was like, hold on a minute now. Come on now, dog. And what's these? What the thing that these girls say? Sense is not sensing.
What? Hey, God.
You know that bullshit that they say? Hey,
well, come on,
I don't know. Bro, it wasn't making sense. So I was like, so I added it. I was like,
yeah.
I must have said something. I forgot. I was like, how are you talking like this? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was all she wrote, bro. Bro, she was like, this guy chatting shit. His bear don't connect. Some girl came in. He's like, oh, this guy's buzz. Bro,
hey, you remember all of it, yeah?
Bro? Like,
and that's it. Boss got dragged,
bro.
He got dragged on the
bro.
The social.
And then,
oh shit!
You know what's mad? You see when you're getting dragged, yeah. You seen that video on it? Fight back.
Yeah. You'll get. There's too much.
How are you trying to tell me to fight back?
Yeah,
when you're getting banged from everywhere,
every angle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was getting tumped up. You can screenshot your face and stretch it out and look at you.
The girl was just, she had time.
And the thing is, yeah, the reason why she won that day is because she has a lot of followers. She has fans.
Yeah. That's it, man. You can't come for them.
You know, but it's just fucking Twitter. If you take it seriously, I didn't even take it seriously.
Like, no, you didn't take it seriously, but it was just that them ones like, man, this guy, he held his blows that day. He held his blows. They came for him, but yeah, getting dragged on Twitter, yeah.
Should have just kept that's him. Should have just kept him.
But look, that's just bolts, yeah. Imagine them verified guys when they get dragged. Woo!
Bro, man, I'm holding ratio 4,000 and then man there.
Ooh. Do you know when that someone like Krebs gets dragged? Yeah. Oh, it must be long, you know. Because that's over 1,000 tweets. That's over 1,000 tweets with your name on it.
Man, that's a Krebs.
Because I'm just saying, you know, man, they've been getting onto this Donny with his braids these days, yeah. Just let Donny rest, man.
Nah, they didn't get on him. Just talking about
easy. Yeah, but like, yeah, let, you know, saying, let him rest. No. You see what happened today?
What happened?
I'll say it after that. Yeah. They,
again.
Fam, they digged out his old tweets. They digged up his old tweets.
I didn't even see it. Oh, yeah, shit, sir.
Yeah, it's mad.
He's cussing black girls, isn't it?
No, it's not even
so
that.
So what is it then?
Say it. Robin Van Persie.
I think I get it.
Yeah, you know you get.
I guess.
You get, but yeah, no, yeah, they've been killing him again because of his old tweets. But I rate that.
No, I get.
I rate that, but what's the cool? Hey, yeah, man.
Oh, he's talking about them type of talks.
Yeah. So, but his old tweets, so they're cooking him again today, fam. That's what I said, this guy.
Was it recently?
Yeah, this today. Yeah. The fan been cooking this guy for weeks, man, about different topics. It's like he won one case and they're like, nah, bring him back.
That's what they do, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that case, he won it nicely.
He won that case.
Bro, you know when you have your fat suit and you just walk out of the court? Like, nah, this guy, come back. Yeah, he won that case, though.
That's what they did with him today. It was peak. He won his case. He bought off into the sunset.
As soon as he walks out, he's getting dragged again.
They brought him back. The person that brought back Akala is a low life because that guy was just, that's what you call.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
What's that, what's it called? Chappelle one? McHater? What's his name? Oh, what's it called? The nastiest hater of the year. You know that picture? You know, Marcus knows, isn't it? Shout out to Marcus.
But Marcus.
That guy is the biggest hater in the world. Like, McHater, McNasty hater, yeah.
Bro.
Because that guy said, nah.
Nah, but bro, you see that man that. Hey, you see them people that did that old teeth, yeah? Bro, you see people that dig out old tweets, yeah? Like, you know when you go to, like, you know, are they them people with, like, bare screens in their room? Like, nah, fuck this, like.
Them men have got so much receipts and they know each and every single one of them, fam. I don't know how.
Bro, they got him, yeah. But, hey, today, what's it called, yeah? We're going, this is what we're doing today, boss. Yeah, I don't care, what's the main thing? We're doing a simp court.
No one here, though.
Oh, yeah, that's what you think. The person here, yeah. He's getting represented over Zoom.
He's getting represented over Zoom, basically. Well, guy, it's the same court. Zero Who's the main off. Case? Everyone's talking about this, yeah. But you know, Zero Manners is going to do it different for you, look, because this is Zero Manners, yeah. Obviously, everyone's talking about Will Smith. Everyone's talking about
William.
This guy this did that.
William.
But it's time. Zero Manners, we're not going to do it like all you bums that are doing it, like just discussing about his whole thing, yeah. We're going to do it different. We're taking him to Sim Court, yeah. All right, so with this Sim Court, it's going to be a little bit different, yeah. I'm gonna be defending Will in it, in all this, in it, yeah. I'm gonna be defending him in his case. We've got Lim here that's gonna be the judge, and Bolts is judge. Against all the shit that he's doing. Like,
yeah. Uncle Phil.
Yeah, are you lot ready? Yeah. Alright, cool. So we're gonna present the case. Let me present it to you lot. Yeah. Oh, Lim, do you know about it? Do you wanna because you're the judge, you have to present what he's been doing.
Explain. Nah, I think you can say it clear.
Because he's a joke, man. But anyway, yeah. So Will Smith for years has been. Had this title of a great guy, yeah. We all looked up to Will Smith.
From young, bro.
From young. Oh, he was personally one of my heroes growing up, yeah. I was like, fam.
Man said one of my heroes.
I can't lie. What's your first principle when I was young? I was like, I want to be just like that guy, fam. Yeah. Well, I want to do something like that.
He was that cool guy.
Yeah. This guy was super cool. Yeah. I was like, this guy, he's a man. Blockbuster films after blockbuster
The way
films.
He even wore that, the blazer.
Hard.
Remember he used to flip it inside out,
fam. Yeah, just an innovator.
Everyone liked Will Smith. Every black person liked Will Smith, bro.
Blockbuster film after blockbuster film. Yeah. Great performances. But you grow up, yeah. I was a kid back then. I grew up now and I started understanding what it is to be a man. Yeah. And in recent years, yeah, this guy has displayed things that has been very questionable. Yeah. And we don't understand it. So, first of all, he's in an open relationship, apparently. That's one. He's in an open relationship where his girl is able to do things with other...
August Alsina, you prick.
With other guys. And then they blessed that, and then they done a red table, and then she said she was in an entanglement. Yeah. That's number one. So he's been doing all this. This guy, you see his face now, he looks like he's depressed. Bro. All this stuff over this one lady, yeah. Innit? So it all accumulated to this night of the Oscars, yeah? Where man didn't get their shiny shoes out. And all these pricks from Hollywood get together and they say who movie was the best, all this shit.
All the white people vote.
Yeah, all the white people vote, yeah. And it's they pick at the time who they think is the best actor at the time for whatever performance
it is. It's a done. White vote, bro. That's all it is. For.
So they're at this award show, yeah? And he's sitting down, yeah? You don't know the thing. I don't even have to explain it like that. Everyone knows this. He's sitting down. Chris Rock is just doing what Chris Rock does. He's a host.
Yeah, just banging jokes.
Yeah, banging jokes and stuff like that, yeah. He sees his wife's peanut head there and goes, hey, G.I. Jane.
That was a good joke.
I can't wait to see the next film. He's dying.
Yeah,
he's dying. He's dying. He's dying. Will Smith is dying.
Yeah, he was dying.
He's not dying as well. His girl. It looks at him like, just looks at him like, look at this. And then he's like,
oh shit.
He's like, hey, he sees that. So he goes up to Chris Rock and slaps the black out of his cheeks.
No, poor Chris.
He's like, hey, shout out to Chris, man. The real nigga for holding that down, but we'll talk about it probably after this.
Nah, Chris Rock's
confused as shit.
Bit of a coon as well,
yeah. No, but he held that slap. We'll get on to stop. Hey, chill, man. So he held the slap, yeah. And then he walks back like you know, in Wawa, you know how he used to walk on Wawa West?
Yeah.
That's how he walks back in it. He fixes the belt. Oh. He sits down. Yeah. It's like the, yeah. He says, keep my wife's name out your mouth.
He said it again.
And he said it again. And then he said, it was just a joke. It was a light one, man. That was a light one. So he does all that. Twitter goes crazy. Everyone goes crazy, all that shit. And then recently, this broke out. Haha, all you dickers I spoke about already, you know, didn't get this information, innit? Recently, it broke out, yeah, that Jada said now, yeah, that she wishes that my man didn't even do that. Why did he do that? Joe, man. Yeah. So we're going to discuss now, yeah. How many years... So wait. We can all agree that this is... No, we're going to... You lot agree that this is major simping that's going on right
100%.
Now. 100%. Yeah. Boss, what do you think?
Almost definitely.
Bro, this ain't even simping, bro. You just... Will Smith's done it.
Ah, cool. But we're taking him to the same court, innit? Yeah. Yeah. We're taking him to the same court.
Bro, he's not going into a court where there's windows, fam. He doesn't deserve.
But ah, cool. I'm going to try and defend him in this whole court case of Will Smith and Jada, yeah? And Boss is going to try, it's going to be against him, innit?
Good luck, man.
Good luck.
Yeah, we're going to see. So we're going back to St. Court, man. Okay, bring him in. Will Smith is there. I know you're watching. You're my hero, but it's time to bring you to St. Court, yeah. He's there on the Zoom somewhere watching, yeah. Hey, watch us in it, yeah.
Don't right, worry,
Will, I got you, man. First Prince, I got you, man.
I'm gonna let Bolts go first.
Ah, cool. I'm gonna
let it go against.
Let's go.
From where do you want me to start?
Just start.
From this, this guy's profile.
Yeah.
It's a whole list.
First of all, yeah. A man's been with this woman for what, 25 years, bro?
Yeah.
She took this guy on a red fucking blue table to whatever the fuck they call it.
Yeah.
She sat my man down and told, oh, she's been in entanglement with August, what's his name? Alsina.
Alsina. I must have said Alsina.
August Salmon, what the fuck his name is, bro? Saying she was with my man. Bro, bear in mind, yeah, apparently they were separated. So she went out and dated my man. Because she said to him, I remember, like, I saw the clip. She said to him, yeah, how can your wife say this to you? I didn't feel good. And I wanted to feel good. Because I ain't felt good in a long time. So she went out of the relationship and dated a younger guy. And was in a relationship with her. Mm. With her. With him. How the fuck does your wife sit you down and say some shit like that
to your face? That's...
And you take it as a man.
Yeah. Smiled.
So that was one of the peakest things. And a man just held it on the chin. On top of that, yeah, bro, she's in love with a ghost.
No, I'm not gonna. I can't laugh,
bro. On top of that, yeah, she's in love with a ghost, bro. Like, do you know what it is?
Whoa, what do you mean by this? What?
No, you shake. Yeah, guy. You shake. Oh,
sorry, what?
Guys, what was educated?
Bro, she's in love with Tupac, fam. Didn't you know about this?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't get the ghost bit.
Bro, what's the Willow Smith? She wrote a letter to.
Ah, shit, I'm pissed. I thought you forgot that information.
Hey, do you know what's so fucked?
Hey, Judge. I retreat that statement, please. Don't let him bring that out. Please.
Hey, listen.
Hey,
you know that Willow Smith girl?
This is a hot one.
The Willow Smith girl, she knows that mum loves Tupac so much, yeah? She written a letter to a dead man saying that, oh, I hope you come back so you can make my mum happy. How the fuck can your own daughter say this?
I got this.
William.
So she just been finishing this guy left, right, and center. Left, right, and center. And then to top it off, someone says your head, your wife's head looks like G.I. Jane. So you woke up. First of all, I saw the clip. Donnie was laughing. And then he looked at G.I. Jane and she was uncomfortable. And a man just walked up and slapped Donnie. But then I was thinking.
Oh, I can't be locked.
But then I was thinking.
Slap the black eye.
But then I was thinking, bro. It's fucking G.I. Jane. Like, you know. Why is guy dying? Hey, you know comedians, yeah? You know what Oscar? Yeah, what the line said, yeah?
Yeah.
The Chris Rock, yeah? He's getting booked to just host the thing.
Yeah.
So obviously, and he's a comedian, you get it?
Yeah,
at the Oscars, when a comedian hosts it, they make people laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what he's doing, yeah? He looks in the crowd, yeah? And he sees it just all with his bread, yeah? And like he would try and get him or something. He would see like he won't go into jail. That's an OG. You know what I'm saying? He's a fucking actor, man.
Man, what Russell Crowe?
Yeah, like you see them niggas there and it's just be pointing out jokes.
Yeah.
Like he's not staying on you.
Yeah.
He's not staying on you and he's just grilling you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's just saying
no, don't agree. Yeah.
He'll just be like, oh, he'll just be
bouncing
like,
around the room, innit?
Yeah. He'll just be like, before he gets
on. Hey Judge, I feel like you're being a bit biased there, you know. Relax, you know. You're better than you said.
I'm bro, saying the facts. Yeah.
Bro,
we'll come to you, we'll come to you.
Imagine being a comedian that like, you're hosting the Oscars. You just want to do a quick 1 minute thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, it just but your bread nose.
Hey, object. He doesn't have a bread nose. I'll just don't get to
just an example, yourself, man. Okay, he'd be like, yeah, like the line of your dead hat, like you know what I'm saying.
I object.
Like, do you know what? Like,
that's hard.
You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, the line of your dead hat, but I see you there with your wife though. She's looking beautiful, and then you move on.
Oh, she is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then he gets Will Smith. They're right in front of my man.
Yeah.
So he's like, G.I. Jane, new G.I. Jane 2 is coming up.
Yeah.
That's it. Just laugh and cut. You know what I'm saying? Even if she's up, bro. Even if, all right, cool. Say for example. Will after did find it offensive. when the show is done, there's an after party. Yeah. Take my man to the side and be like, Mr. Rack, I didn't really appreciate that joke.
I think his time's up. I think his time's up.
I'm nearly done.
Let me finish.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Bro, this is what someone...
Hey, you're killing me, man.
This is, you know what I'm saying? Like, my man let his emotions get the best of him because his wife turned to him. How can your wife... is your wife controlling you? What the fuck, bro? After all I've said, yeah, he's been simping so heavy. All his wife had to do, bro. Judge, yeah. All his wife had to do. He was enjoying the joke. All his wife did was turn a G.I. Jane head and look at him. And Donnie got angry and slapped him. Now, come on now. That's all I got to say. Like, what's his... But he's a joke, man.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Over to you, Dylan.
Ah, cool. First
representing
of all,
yeah. William.
Because of Will Smith, yeah, I got this suit for Givenchy, yeah. This suit is from Givenchy.
Oh, yeah.
Because Will pays good. He paid me good for this, yeah. So I got to come correct for him, innit? First of all, Your Honor, yeah, this is a man deeply in love. Deeply in love. I'm going to take you on the history on Will Smith, yeah. He was with a first girl, yeah. He was with a girl before, yeah. Mm. Before where he had his first kid, innit, yeah. He was with that woman. His whole life with that woman, his whole time, he knew that this ain't a girl for me. He said, this ain't a girl for me, yeah. There's someone else out there that I'm supposed to be with. It's not you. It's supposed to be with Jada. I'm supposed to be with Jada. At that time as well that we're speaking, yeah, you won't know this because you're a coon, yeah. But Boltz, to my person right here, yeah, have you watched Set It Off?
Yeah.
You know how beautiful she looked in that film?
Yeah, she looked nice.
How dare you speak to the judge like that?
You don't know about
how
this.
How dare you speak to the judge like that?
Do you know the film?
I don't care. How dare you speak to the judge like that? I don't care.
You don't know the film. But yeah, do you know how beautiful she looked in that film, yeah? And that was the one that he was onto at that time, yeah? He was at a restaurant.
But his first wife is now.
Wait. Can you touch up? Did I speak when he was talking?
Pause.
Alright, thank you. So he was with that his wife, but he's like, he knew that this ain't the girl supposed to be. He was at a restaurant, he said, yeah.
First of all, hey Judge, I remember that story. Will Smith is a waste, man. A man said he went to the bathroom. He went to the toilet.
Nah, because you don't know.
In a restaurant and started crying for him.
Because you don't know understanding love. Little that's beach. Why. You don't know understanding love.
Yeah,
he went to a restaurant. He was in a restaurant with her. He had to go. He said, excuse me. He went to the cubicle. Started crying. Because you know why? He's in love.
These times, Tupac's alive, you know?
If you're in love.
Alive.
Would you do this if you're in love?
First of all, this ain't about me. It's about Will that pays real good, isn't it? This is about Will. But look, he went to the... let me just talk. He went to the cubicle, started crying because he's in love. Jada's what we call his cinnamon apple. This ain't no average girl to him.
That apple is rotten, fam.
This ain't no... I know her head looks like an apple, yeah? But that's... he's actually cinnamon apple.
She got a kiwi
like,
head, fam.
He loves her. This is more than just like... this is his proper life partner. So he gets with Jada now, yeah? His whole thing with her is... he loves this woman. He's gonna do everything to that, to be with this woman, protect her, be a great husband to this woman, innit?
Mm. Yeah.
Like all these films, he's there.
No, I hear you.
He built a lovely lifestyle for her. Had the kids, the four kids. Everything's all nice. He's doing his job as a woman, as a man. Sorry, it's not his fault, yeah, that she was Arnes. How's it his fault that she was Arnes and went to go Arnes the situation where he patterned it from the start?
Right.
He patterned it. Wait, you talk after you have another
agreed.
Round. You
agreed.
Have another round. He patterned the lifestyle for him and his family in it, yeah? As a man that you're supposed to. Beautiful lifestyle, Hollywood Hills, everything like that, yeah? And he's getting crucified now for an action of a joke woman that he's in love with. Is it his fault that he's in love with a joke woman? No, that's number one. Yeah.
No,
that's
no, one. No, no, wait, no, that's, wait,
it's
no,
not,
no,
it's
no.
It's not his
no.
fault that he's in love with a joke woman. That's what I'm saying. But so let's get to the Oscars part. I'm just trying to bring you a little through history lane a little bit, yeah. How much he loves Jada. Jada, that's his girl, man. He loves that lady, man. Everything, all kids, blah, blah, blah. So we're coming down to the Oscars now, yeah. And bro, someone makes a joke. My wife has alopecia. Yeah, look it up. Serious things.
Alicia.
Yeah. And then.
You say Alicia.
This guy, this man, yeah, this man that people are trying to put, this man that people are trying to put sympathy to now, yeah, Chris Rock with his stone head, yeah, with his wrinkled skin.
Is he the stone head?
This man that they're trying to put sympathy, Chris Rock, I see your angle, man, that they're trying to put sympathy to, yeah, he's been making jokes about my missus. Imagine my babes, yeah, my cinnamon apple, yeah, Man have been making jokes about her since last year. He made a joke about her the last Oscars, yeah?
Yeah, like 4 years ago.
He got onto her.
Like 5 years ago.
I'm like, I took that one in. I was like, cool. I'm not even there yet. But say nothing. Cool. Say nothing. Chris Rock, you're my guy. Maybe we'll talk about it when I see you. Me like, so don't do that. Again, now you're hosting the thing. I'm there with my babes, yeah? And then you make a joke at her again, yeah, about a serious situation, yeah? And man's sitting there. Obviously, man saw it first, yeah? You know, sometimes it takes a while for something to click in your head, innit? And then I'm laughing. I'm like, Will looked like he was laughing. He was like, yeah. He was like, wait, nah. He didn't even need her. He didn't even look at her. People saying he saw her screen. He didn't see a screen.
No, he did.
He didn't see,
don't
he
lie.
He didn't see a
don't
screen.
Lie.
He didn't
don't
see
lie.
A screen. He didn't see a screen. He didn't see a screen.
Don't lie.
He felt the pain himself. He was like, nah, this is the second time in a row. This is the second time in a row, boats. Is this guy dumb? Is this guy dumb?
I said roll your boat.
You know when you can't be disrespecting my cinnamon apple in front of the world, yeah. Fam, Denzel, one of my G's, Denzel, go. I'm trying to, what's it called? Show Denzel that I'm a boss too, yeah? And then Denzel going to look at me and say, look, what whisper was getting up to your girl? And you're just going to sit there.
He'll be doing nothing like Denzel.
Denzel's like there. What other stars? Idris is there with his sharp head, yeah? And all these men, and you're telling me, meet some moist guy? Yeah? Already the world speaks some moist, yeah? And then you're telling me, I thought all of these dons with their sharp suits, I'm going to sit there and take it. Bro, Will had to get up here and show the world, not only Chris Rock, he had to show the, this had nothing to do with Jada. You look, don't understand.
Yeah, he just wanted to show everyone, yeah.
No, hey, yo, damn, look at this guy. Thank you. Hey, he just wants to show the world, yeah? Like, look, man ain't no waste, man. This is Big Willy. Pause. Pause.
Hey, welcome from
pause.
My man.
This is I'm not some waste. Man has racks in the bank. I've changed lives. Man's a boss, yeah. No one's talking about my cinnamon cool. apple like that. So he walked on the stage. Boss. And the way he slapped him like it was one of them slaps. Like, I'm just gonna show you. It wasn't if it was really serious, it would have banged him. But it's just a slap, just a little, yeah. You know what I'm about. You know, I'm from Philly, fam. Man. You know Mick Mill's from Philly? Yeah. If you hear about, about way Mick Mill raps about Philly, it's not a joke. I'm just saying that for the younger generation like Lim, because he wouldn't know about old school Philly shit. I'm just saying people like
look
you.
Look at him now with his legs like that, with the chips like that.
Hey, cut. But yeah, now look. He had to show the world, yeah, that this ain't no joke. I'm not a joke, man, innit? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So I feel like we should give Will the benefit of the doubt, yeah? Look, I know he's going bin. I know my client's going bin. But I'm just asking for the, I'll say that afterwards, innit? But my first argument is just that he's just trying to show the world. It had enough to do with
Jesus. Okay.
But guy votes.
Back to votes.
Wait, what was I? I even thought this guy was worth laugh.
No, I wasn't. I was telling the truth.
Yes,
I
know. What was I going to say?
About the crying and the thing. He was trying to say.
Nah, there was the next thing.
Bro, I hope you're cutting out these hours for this.
Shit, I forgot, you know. It was a good one as well. Bro, I forgot.
But anyway, you have to start.
Search our archives.
You have to start. You have to keep going.
I don't pressure him like this.
Oh, the way it's I feel like it's bro. Really two against one, you know.
No, it's not. Like, it's not.
Yeah, like, bro. Yeah, let me just change it up. But basically, what he did was unnecessary, bro. Because he thinks he did something. Do you know what it is? Yeah. All these years, yeah, since he came out of this entanglement business, yeah, everyone just been grilling this guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Calling him a simp. He needs to go to the courthouse, file for divorce. She's always talking about Tupac. She's always disgracing him, making him look moist. So, because of that act, yeah, everyone's going to think this guy's trying to show himself up. He's trying to show everyone that, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to get some sort of respect back. But this made it worse.
Yeah.
Mm. This made it worse because this is like, the guy that you should have banged was man like August.
Yeah, he weren't on it then.
But you banged the comedian. Like you slapped.
The client weren't on it.
You slapped a comedian. My man gets paid.
I just want to say that he gave August his blessing. He gave August his blessing.
Hey, chill.
He gave August his blessing.
Chill. Hey, listen, yeah.
Chill.
He gave August his blessing about being his wife.
You'll get your turn.
Hey, this August guy, yeah, was in
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane's watery guts, yeah. My man didn't say nothing. I didn't hear him say anything. A comedian that gets paid to say jokes like G.I. Jane, my man slaps Donnie. Just to prove he's not a waste, man.
Hey, let me ask you, you're a terrorist, you know, if I say that, guy.
So I just think, yeah, what Will did was just an act of ego. Like he didn't really try to defend it. He just made everything worse because now he looks even worse. Because now she even came out and said he shouldn't have done it. She said that. Oh yeah, and that's it.
So shit.
This is one of the things. Yeah. Wow, Will Smith is just. Do you know what it is? We all like Will Smith. Like as a man, what he's achieved. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like he's inspirational to generations.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna put that aside, yeah.
Oh shit.
This guy's a simp. And literally his wife, yeah, has disgraced him. Like literally, like I'm just talking as a man. I'm not talking about no celebrity shit or none of this. Oh, he's got money. I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about fame. I'm talking about as a man. Mm. You like the things that his wife has actually got away with, yeah, is actually criminal.
Oh shit. Done it.
Bro, like I saw one clip the other day. It said for her 40th year, yeah. Will was planning it since she was 37. Will Smith planned her Jada Pocket Smith, yeah.
Cinnamon Apple.
Birthday for 3 years. Like, leading up. How can someone plan your birthday? Like,
for 3 years?
Yeah, for 3 years. He was planning it.
Oh, man. Will.
He got Mary J. Blige to perform.
Yeah, I saw it.
He got like, bro, he just planned a madness. And you know what she said to him in the end? You did all of this for your ego. It wasn't about me, it was about you. You know, on the average, yeah, if you planned any girl that you was the wife, yeah, if you planned her birthday 3 years in advance and you done it mad, yeah, bro, that girl is loving you. You're getting the. When you go to that bedroom, yeah, just know you're not going to leave with any skin on that thing, on your thing. You know what I'm saying? You're just going to be sucked. All the vitamins, everything finished. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she said it's for my man's ego. She didn't even appreciate it. And my man agreed. It was on the Red Table Talk. My man agreed what she said. I'm thinking, fam, what the fuck?
What fool?
Certain girls hardly even get anything out of here, fam.
What fool?
And a man planned your birthday 3 years in advance. Certain girls just get the D. Yeah. And I, yeah, happy birthday. A birthday message, fam. You know what I'm saying? This guy planned it 3 years in advance. Nah, to be honest, that's his wife, innit? But still, though, certain man.
Thank you.
Even though he planned his wife.
You heard that.
Wait. Even though he planned his wife's birthday, yes. Certain man don't give a fuck about their wife's birthday, bro. I can tell you that for free.
No, they don't give a shit.
Damn. But she said it's for you. How can that be? How can I plan your birthday 3 years in advance and you're saying it's for me? And you know what the simp did? He agreed, like a true simp would. So just for these reasons, yeah, there's too many.
This is your final one, you know. So
there's too many. And
wrap it up.
As a man, I'm not talking about his achievements. I'm not talking about money. As a man, bro, the boy was just down bad, bro, and he looks depressed as well. He's damn.
He can't even smile without crying, bro.
Hey, how can I just say this?
You know, before we got this room, yeah, hey, Marcus, man, you're manga head, yeah. You should have been here to take away this waste, my fam. Oh. But this guy,
hey, Marcus would have grilled him. Look,
my final statement here again, yeah. I'm just trying to say, your honor, this is someone here that's deeply in love. That's it. This, what. Do you know when some people that they grew up like us, yeah, that early, Will's been a soft dude from time. It's bait now. He's been a soft dude from time. I could tell you've been soft from time. So he never had that.
You know what someone's going to say? You don't know him personally. How can you say that? That's what someone's going to say.
By his actions, he looks like, sorry.
Do you know what's funny? A man trying to compete with Tupac, saying
that. I retract that statement, innit? Why is actually
looking for a gangster?
This guy cut.
Hey, please.
I retract my statement. Yeah, but from his actions, it looks like he's been like kind of like, you know, very in touch with his emotions. There's nothing wrong with that, but it looks like he's been really in it. Like he's really an emotional person.
Yeah, yeah.
But even the way he talks so emotional about things.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
So when you're like that, yeah, you feel things more than the average guy like us, man. Yeah, we really, because where we grew up here, we really have like a sign where we can control our emotions to a point where we're like, let me check out of this and think with my mind.
Yeah.
He's not someone like that.
He's not tapping out of
things. Nah, like he taps in straight with his heart. Yeah. So I'm trying to, the jury, just to put that into consideration, innit? So when someone like him falls in love, it's not normal love. Okay. You're talking about.
He's gone. His head's gone.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
He's gone. He's in there.
He's gone.
He's in there. He's in at the all. He's in at the all. He's deep in there. So this is not some normal love that you drop man's in Peckham are experiencing, yeah?
Ina.
This is some dip. So he loves Jada. He loves her. When August has given her the Asina, yeah, he was like,
Bro, did you see his face?
His head was gone.
Man, I've never seen someone. But this smile guy, and look,
this is how much he loves this girl, yeah. We're talking about a drunk love guy right now. That's what I'm trying to say. He loved the girl so much, yeah, that when their relationship wasn't good, yeah, he loved her so much.
He let next man pipe.
He let the next man pipe.
That's mad, you know.
To bring her back.
Man's moving like she's dead. Man's moving like Undertaker.
Because now, you know what she said about their relationship? They're in the best space they've ever been, ever.
Man, moving like Goku, you know. Man collected the Dragon Balls to bring her back. This guy's a joke. No. Hades' his face.
This guy's killing.
Look, man's look, a Shenron.
Come on, be professional, man. No, stop listening to this waste man in the side.
Hey, how you judge? Hey, how you judge? How you judging? Laughing at Dragon Ball Z joke.
They're talking shit. The judge them.
I'm sorry, man.
Pattern
of court. I'm focused on what you're saying. Don't worry, man.
What I'm saying, yeah.
Focusly.
He's someone that's how much in love he is, that he let a next person make love to her. So just to bring her back to him. And it worked. But it worked, didn't it?
Yeah.
All I'm saying, this guy's deeply in love, yeah? He did it, the birthday party and stuff like that, like Bo said. It wasn't his ego. He just said that again to make her happy.
Yeah.
He did it because he loved her.
Shit, man.
He wanted to make her happy all his life, his whole life. He's doing the films, he's working. Woo works hard. Yeah, hard working man.
He's hard working man.
This guy works hard.
Work rate is.
I feel like he feels because he works so hard. He feels so guilty because the woman he loves, he's not there every time.
He's paying for the work he put in.
Exactly,
bro. So, I ain't even seen her since Matrix, man.
Exactly. So she's sitting up. She's doing red table. She's talking. She's been talking for time. All I'm saying, yeah. Mm-hmm. In this case, it's not Will should have been going bin. It's the girl. All I'm saying, this Jada should be going to bin. Cause this guy, yeah, is someone she's put my man in a matting.
You might be onto something.
Hard working guy, been working in this stupid
business. Might be onto something. This
devilish business he's been working for years, yeah.
Can a man lawyer say
bringing home the peas to her, and he's putting all she's been doing is being on the red table talking.
Nah, literally though.
All I'm saying, yeah, have mercy. That's all I'm saying. Have mercy on my client, yeah.
Mini man.
I know he's getting years. This waste man, he don't even know what he's gonna do. That's how I'm joking. Take that back. I'm joking. I don't mean to disrespect you.
Okay.
But all I'm saying here is, have mercy. This is a man that's deeply in love. This is his cinnamon apple, effing that he's always dreamed of. He was in a restaurant crying because he knew that this wasn't the woman he was supposed to be with.
Mm.
Jada is the woman that he's supposed to be with. Made it happen. Got her. Had two kids with her. Yeah. That are there. Obviously, the door is there. Ryan left the two, but. You know, that's mom influence. Cause how does Boats?
Okay.
How does the youth know about how Tupac?
I'm gonna let you lot challenge each other here.
How does the youth know about Tupac?
Cause of the mom.
Exactly. It's nothing to do with Will. This is all you lot not seeing the bigger picture. This is all the mom. It's all Jada, fam. This is all Jada. Will has nothing to do with this. In the Oscars, slapping the shit out of Chris Rock was just him displaying his. He's man, you know, just showing that fam, man's not a joke, man, because all this time man never been making.
Bro, but he is a joke, man, because he slapped a comedian. That makes him a joke, man.
Of course, the person that he picked to slap was mad, because if someone like The Rock was hosting the show, he would have sat back on his chair and not did nothing, innit? Yeah. I'll take that point. That's what I'm saying. He's getting years. But I'm saying, yeah, instead of getting murder, sorry, this is a manslaughter. It's not murder. It's manslaughter. That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. For my final statement, Will, I hope you think I represent you well, because you are a legend. Let's not take away for none of this, like getting onto Will, like, because this might, in the Zero Man is blowing up, and this might be an old episode.
Nah, this has nothing to do with his
Will,
achievements.
You're a legend.
He's a legend.
Superstar. Yeah.
But as a man, bro.
Jada,
fuck.
I rate your thing as well. Set it off. Sick film.
Yeah, Jane.
But have mercy on Will, innit, yeah. That's my guy.
Any final words?
Nah, man. Done out of here, man.
All right, let me get started. Let me get cracking. So, this is a complicated one.
Man's
I'm going to take into consideration both sides.
Mm-hmm. This is a joke, man.
So.
Hey, don't put him off.
So, going back to Will's side, let me talk about where he went wrong. What I don't like personally.
That's where you go wrong.
You went on stage and you slapped another black man.
Hey, what the fuck is this, bro? A man thinks he's Martin Luther King.
Let me finish.
Bro, what's with this Malcolm X nonsense?
That just didn't sit right with me. Because if it was Tom Cruise making them jokes, would you ever went there and slapped him?
This guy's dumb.
Would you ever went there and slapped him? If it was Andy Tate, I don't know any white comedians.
I was Andy Tate. Hey, he ain't cut, my guy. You shaked him.
Hey, what's his name? Hey, he's the one from Little Britain, the fat one.
Who the fuck is Andy Tate, man?
Hey, that's the guy from Man United, my guy.
Shake it still. Yeah, but if he went off stage and said that shit, would you have slapped him? Anyway, going to your side now, I feel like, I can't lie.
It's not what you feel like, bro. It's what the information
is. Yeah. Let me go. Talk your shit. Go.
I feel like, I can't lie, he's under a spell or something, man. This ain't Will. This ain't the Will I saw on TV, fam. This ain't I Am Legend. This ain't the guy from I Am Robot. Yeah? Man came from I Am Legend. If you know that film, you know he's a real boss. Anyway, yeah. He's under a spell. This witch, she just needs to be put away. But at the same time...
How can I judge good that girl a witch,
man? Yeah.
He's simping hard at the same time. Because why is he falling for this? Look at the results now.
You know any man would have divorced her. Any man.
Look what's happening. Look at the family. Look at the picture. Why is August Alsina in the family? Why is he there? The son cool. Like,
hey, that's mad, you know. The guy that's beating the mum, yeah.
It's crazy.
Donnie chilling with him, you know.
Hey, whoa. Hey,
my man's son's chilling with the guy.
Killed me. He's just
there in the family. The daughter doing whatever the hell she wants. Look, you seeing what she's doing. You just can't create an unnest environment. That is not I Am Legend. That is I Am Simp.
Yeah?
And look at the results now. But, so, going to his sentence now. You know, I'm going to do something different. He's not going to Simp Prison. I'm going to throw him in the Arkham Asylum. Dashing him in there.
All right, so just mental health.
He's staying there for time.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Stay there.
We'll take that.
You remember that film when the zombies were chasing him?
Yeah.
And him and his dog were there.
Yeah.
I want that to happen to him every day. He's going to get knocked down.
No, because he does.
When he comes out for his 1 hour break, yeah, they're going to be knocking him down. Chase that nigga down. And beat his ass. Slap him like he slapped Chris Rock. A joke, man.
I'll take that because he does need mental readjustment. So I'll take that.
Yeah, how much we're going to readjust him. So, fam, I can't lie. I'm going to give him 20. Just because he is on Simp Rushmore as well. They got to get a hefty one, man.
Okay, a good behavior, half.
No, not half. But I'll let him do 4/5 of that.
Wait, let me talk to him.
And it'll be 4/5 of that.
Get his jolt, man.
Yeah, well, you're done. You're done bad. You're done. I said, cool.
And after that, when he comes out, don't ever mention his name.
It's cool.
Hey, don't mention his name.
Don't mention that demon's name, fam.
Alright, we'll take that, man. That was him cool, man. Hey, Will. Hey, do better, man. It's been long, man.
Bro, any man with a divorce there, bro. That's what
I don't
say,
know. This is a whole
simple asylum.
This is a whole carnival that's happening with his life, and it's sad to see this, man. It's sad, honestly, man. People like you should be deserving it. You should be chilling, getting your dick sucked.
He's been killed inside.
Real talk though, like Will Smith actually deserves a better woman. I'm actually being serious, bro.
Yeah, I can't lie. The stuff that she comes out, just to the way she speaks is just deep, man. Yeah. It's just for someone as massive as Will Smith, you can't be
bro.
Feel sorry for him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Don't feel sorry for him.
That's the thing. She doesn't care. Like, after the entanglement thing, yeah, and how everyone grew this guy, yeah, after then she should have been cool, everyone's getting my husband. I can't let him, I can't embarrass him like this out there.
Yeah, don't say
I
more
can't keep
things.
Saying more things.
Things. Yeah.
She kept on going.
Is honestly.
You know,
it's
no one's going to call her out and she ain't going to stop. She's not going to stop.
That's the thing. No one's calling her out.
The kids don't care.
Yeah.
They get it from, well, actually, I don't know about my man, the boy, but the girl, she don't care. How are you writing a letter to Tupac?
Oh, she was like 13 though when she done it, man.
It's not that but she's 13 and she's exposed to it. She knows
exactly. That's mad. That's even worse.
No, That's mad, man.
She wrote a letter to Tupac saying, come back, because my mum will be happy if you come back.
Ah! Hey, wait, let's cut it here, man. Hey, that was zero manners, man. Your boy Dills. Hey, yeah, comment down below, yeah? We're going to talk about this in the next episode, but what's the mad thing better, you would do for love, for your cinnamon apple, yeah?
What you won't do. Look for love. You tried everything.
Okay, lie, William. Hey, zero manners. That was the episode. Myself, Dills.
Your boy Lim.
Post behind the camera. And Marcus, your mom.